listening to Straight From The Hip with Courtney Jones, a lifestyle podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and titans of the gig economy, helping you deal with the ups, downs, and in-betweens of living life and building a business in the digital space. I'm Courtney, and welcome to the show. Hey, feisty kittens, how you be? It's like I'm back. It is January 27th. It's Sunday. And it's been a couple of weeks, I admit. I talked to you at the beginning of the year, all excited. So had head down, like been really busy. It's like it has been crazy. If you're here in the U.S., you know that we just got over a government shutdown. The longest government shutdown in history here in the U.S. It lasted like 35 days. And so government workers and contractors, they were panicked over missing those two paychecks. So, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a member of the gig economy, if you're a freelancer, someone who's solely responsible for their own livelihood, we know all about that. So a lot of us did not panic. But for some of those who did, I over the past like month, I have just been getting so many like inquiries just and from both large enterprises, companies, and workers from those companies, as well as like, you know, entrepreneurs, startups, solo entrepreneurs. And they've been like kind of trying to figure out like what's next, like what do we do? I saw a lot of people who were government workers who were panicked about this check, who were thinking maybe I should have a backup plan or try something different. Because I think people forget, especially in the U.S., there is a large swath of the population that is literally one, maybe two paychecks away from crisis. And it's like, and it's tempting to believe that that's other people or because they're not handling their money right. But hey, as we found out over the past 35 days, ish happens. And sometimes if you're at the whim of an employer, you are not in control of what happens to your money. So I was just telling everyone, you know, just don't panic. But when there are things like that that happen, there can be a tendency to try and figure out, like, what's next, you know? Like, and I see a lot, especially with companies and people, like, online, on Twitter, there's, like, this tendency to figure out, like, what the next big thing is. Where is the cool crowd hanging out next? So, you know, and I tell people all the time, the modern labor market, it has room for everybody. It does. Because listen, it's like it's been slowly gaining steam like around the world. But in the U.S., more and more of the labor force is choosing independent work over traditional employee positions. And that's for various reasons, whether it's like flexibility of time, location. I've talked to people who had illnesses. So, you know, where they're, or maybe they're homebound or it's less financially feasible for them to travel back and forth to work. And, you know, it's like it can be expensive if you're in an executive position, even just your wardrobe, your gas. Like there's a lot that goes into working outside of your house and not having the flexibility of time or location. There are some people that I've talked to over the past 35 days who just, there's a resistance to a dependence on an employer or an employer's whims for a paycheck. So, and like I said, us in the gig economy, if you're an entrepreneur, freelancer, we know all about this. So we've learned how to kind of ride the wave, how to try and, you know, see ahead, and also to always have a backup plan. But so I've been getting a lot of questions, a lot of inquiries about one of the coolest things that we know about in the gig economy, but podcasting. I'm hearing a lot about podcasting. It's on everybody's mind now. Like, what's going on with podcasting? I keep telling people, you better come on over to Anchor. But the thing is, it's like they want to know, and that's something that I kind of have been trying to work with people, like, over this past month. They want to know with podcasting, like, well, is it worth it? Like, what's the return on investment? Is there big money in it? And because we're seeing more and more, I think, like, Fast Company, TechCrunch, like, they've all done these incredible stories about podcasting. And so a lot of people are hearing, like, these big figures when it comes to podcasting. There's others that are like, no, you're not going to make any money off of advertising. So there's, like, a couple of different ways that you can do it, but I just really, and I caution everyone that is trying to jump into this brand new cool kid market, I just think that it's like, for if you're going to start a podcast, you just really have to know and understand what your goals are. And that's the thing. You can't expect to just jump on the bandwagon and immediately start making money. And it's like, and some people can do that. I think it depends on a lot of different factors. If you already have a really large following, your brand is very recognizable in your niche or your industry, you're bringing followers over on to listen to the podcast, then absolutely. Like the options for making money, they can increase. You can get advertising. But I'm also talking to folks from enterprise companies where they're not sure if they want to dilute their brand by advertising on podcasts or, you know, different things. For a long time, I resisted advertising at all. And for me, podcasting has very much been something that I do for fun. And it's like, I try out like different ways where I let people know about my consulting, because that's like my main thing. That's what I do. Podcasting for me, I did it about 10 years ago. I was on Blog Talk. I really enjoyed it. And you've heard my story before. It's like when I was starting out doing the podcasting, it was literally at a point in my life where I was kind of homebound. So I was doing it just to actually reach out and connect to other people. The Blog Talk community was just very welcoming, very warm. So I was able to network and connect with people that were interested in the stuff that I was in. And we could actually exchange, hey, do you want to be on my show? Yeah, sure. You can be a guest. Let me interview you. So it was way more informal. Now we've got the big companies jumping in. Like I said, the big stories that are being written. So now people are looking at this as a monetary vehicle for, you know, literally for making their business happen. And I tell people, podcasting is very definitely for branding. It's very definitely to get your voice out there, to let people know, you know, what it is that you do, what you're about, what you're interested in. But, and I will say, Anchor is definitely helping. Anchor is allowing anybody that has something to say to start a podcast. And they're also making it easy enough to do it. And they're giving you the tools and the resources so that you can not only do your podcast and express yourself, but they're also giving you a way to make money off of it too. So they're allowing you or helping you find sponsors, helping with ad revenue, and you got the tools where you can record and edit and everything right in one place. So you know how I feel about Anchor. You know I love it. It's like, but there are some things that you have to take into account when you're trying to start a podcast. Like there's, and you've, like I said, you've got to know what your goals are. And for me, when I started this podcast, like almost 2 years ago, it's like, it really was, I had gone to a public speaking event, a local one here in Denver, and somewhere on the line, like I don't know if I took a picture with the wrong influencer or what happened, but I kind of got shut out of the local event and speaking crowd, which began to affect like other speaking engagements that I've been offered like in other places. So for me, starting the podcast was a way for me to just start another avenue for expressing my ideas. I wasn't going to be part of that cool kid crowd. I wasn't part of a network that was like, you know, trading off different speaking engagements and everything. So for me, the podcast on Anchor started out as a way for me to kind of vent, but to also to just connect with like regular people. And I will say that I'm getting a lot of that. I've been really like, you know, putting the feelers out, talking to different people, trying to get feedback about the show. And so this year, like the, you know, I was down the rabbit hole last year just because I love the format of Anchor where you really could just on the fly talk about things. So I was talking a lot about cybersecurity, talking about the hacking. You know, we did a lot talking about like the public Analytica and the, I mean, Cambridge Analytica and the Facebook stuff that was going on. So it was a great way for me to immediately express what was going on. If I'd read a Twitter tweet or read some kind of an article, I could respond immediately, get that feedback out, and people could actually connect with that. But, you know, with this show, it's very much about dealing with the ups, downs, and in-betweens, the day-to-day of trying to be an entrepreneur. I stayed a little bit away from, like, you know, all the marketing and sales and all that, but just, like, what it, the mindset, the emotional talents, the tools and skills that you want to develop. So I'm happy to say that this year, the curiosity is coming back. So I'm just really excited about reaching out and talking to people about their entrepreneurial journeys and how they're handling the ups, downs, and in-betweens. And I was able to do that because of the feedback that I was getting from my audience. And so I see a lot, especially since, like I said, all these big publications are paying attention to podcasting now. So people feel pressure to sound professional, to sound like they're ABC or they're, you know, some big network or everything. And what I'm getting in the feedback is, like, people really enjoy, like, just those regular folks kind of podcasts. Yeah, I'm putting myself in that category, I guess. But those where people are just, like, it doesn't have to be, like, stylized production. You know, if you listen to this show, I very rarely edit. I just spit it out and put it up. And it's, like, and that's kind of the ease. And one of the reasons why I went with Anchor is because it allowed me to do that. And the feedback that I've gotten is that my audience has really responded to that. So, like I said, this year I will be focusing more on talking to other entrepreneurs. But even in the feedback, what I was getting was they didn't want to hear me interview the same people that are interviewed on every single podcast, the same startups, the same CEOs who are telling the same story about how they climbed to greatness. They wanted to hear, because it felt so out of reach for a lot of the people that were listening to my show, whether they're small online like e-commerce stores, whether they're freelancing, picking up gigs. It's like, and even entrepreneurs that are just starting out, it's like they wanted to hear from someone that it felt like they were, that was closer to where they are right now. So, and that's, I've listened, and I'm going to make sure that that's what I'm bringing this year, because they wanted to listen and hear from people that felt more approachable, that felt like they'd actually, like, you know, struggled a little bit to get where they were, not people who are getting funding and investors that were all on them. So that's what I like, that with a podcast, you can get immediate feedback from your audience, and you can very much respond to your audience and build that community with them. So like I said, that with podcasting, there's a lot that goes with it. It's like, you know, there's a cost there, and whether it's, and it's like, it's for some people who want, you know, the stylized production, there's a lot of cost in that, for editing, for having a location to record in, and it might just be your time and your effort. And it's like, so for me, like I said, Anchor does a lot of the heavy lifting, so for me, I have the ease of putting in the effort when I have the time. So that's been good for me. Recording quality, like, there's special mics you have to get. You have to have a nice location and a great studio. For me, it's like, you know, my audience has responded that they just want the content that I'm talking about. So now for enterprises, they might want to do that a little different. But for my audience, it's the response has always been best when I'm giving the content that they actually want to hear. So, you know, there are costs that go into it. And even if it's just time and effort, then, you know, it does cost to make a podcast. And then, is there always a return? I mean, you know, I'm getting, like, these questions from these, especially, like, bigger companies. They want to increase their brand. They're like, well, what's the return on the investment? Is there big money in this? And there absolutely is big money, especially, like I said, if you're bringing a big audience, you've already had a big podcast, I mean, a blog, or you're a big community on Facebook. If you're bringing over listeners, then absolutely. Once you start doing the advertising, or you're getting ad revenue, you can see, like, a increase in your income. But I think that there's a tendency to expect that to happen right off the jump. And it's like, and that's not always going to be the case. It really does depend on a lot of factors. So you really want to weigh that out before you start trying to do, like, a podcast. And, like, I always encourage everyone, I'm like, you know, have fun with it. You know, that's my, it's like, it's fundamental. It's like, your marketing, your connecting, your brand building, all of that is fundamental in building a business. But those first three letters are fun, people, F-U-N, and that's what it should feel like. If it feels like another job, then you're going to find yourself resisting, you're not going to want to do it, and you might not see the return that you want, and I don't know if you'll connect with your audience in the way that you want to if it's not fun for you. So, like I said, Anchor is definitely helping with their ad revenue. It's helping you, like, if you want to get out there and get your feet wet, it's definitely the best place to do it, because it is so supportive. The community is supportive. The tools are supportive and letting you kind of start out on your own pace. But it's like, yeah, you don't want to pressure yourself. It's like, there's a lot. And like I said, there were some people that were kind of panicking this month, like, oh my goodness, I got to do something. I got to have a backup plan. That's always, you know, no matter what you're doing in business, but as an entrepreneur, as a freelancer, if you're in the gig economy, then, you know, those multiple streams of income. So podcasting can definitely be one of those. It's like, but you don't, because I always say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, but, and don't put your heart just in one place, you know, spread it out. Like, I do talk about my consulting. I encourage people to go come hang out with me on Instagram and be a part of the community. It's like, hanging out on LinkedIn. It's like, yeah, come talk to me there. If you're the more serious type, all the the bright lights and flashing colors on Instagram are just too much or too overwhelming, then by all means, come hang out on LinkedIn with me. You can find me. It's Miss Courtney Jones. I'm a miss over there on LinkedIn because I'm being grown over there on LinkedIn because we're all about business. So that's it. But it's like, have fun with it. That's the one thing that I can say. When people say, well, what's next? What's next? Make sure that you're putting some fun into 2019. Work shouldn't feel so heavy. That's the thing. It's like we're moving out of that digital, that heavy revolution of business. And it's like this digital evolution is supposed to allow you to enjoy the work that you do. And like I said, there's enough resources, the modern labor market, it does have room for everybody. So you don't have to feel bad if you're not an entrepreneur, if you're not a gig worker or a freelancer. We still like you. It's like, but there, it just depends on what your skills are. Not everyone has the fortitude, the constitution to want to be solely responsible for their income. It's like, so that's okay. That's okay. And you don't have to put extra pressure on yourself because you're not out trying to build the next greatest startup or a new way to save the world. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Remember, it's supposed to be fun. That's it. All right, feisty kittens, and now it's time for this week's cool tool alert. And, you know, I'm trying to bring you all the coolest tools that I find around the web and some of them that are apps that'll help you just move through the day a little easier. And this one happens to be a Twitter bot. Now, I've been trolling on Twitter for a little bit. One of the coolest things, I deactivated the Facebook account, but one of the most amusing pastimes I have is just trolling through the Twitter feeds and the threads sometimes are hilarious. It's like entertainment for me. And so I found a really, if you're like the same way, I found a really cool tool that will help you do this a little easier. Now, this app, or this, it's actually a Twitter bot, but the account name is Thread Reader App. Yes, that's it. Very simple. And to make it work, to trigger it, all you have to do is if you're trolling around, you find you a really awesome thread. Because you know how sometimes you'll just see like a comment from somebody that you follow, but you can't figure out what the whole rest of the thread was? Yes, I was having this problem too. So this Thread Reader app is like literally coming to the rescue here. It's really simple. To trigger it, all you have to do is just reply to or quote any of the tweet of the thread that you want to unroll. So say you're reading somebody's funny comment, you want to know what the rest of the thread is, you can't figure out how to do it. All you have to do is quote that tweet or reply to and then mention in the as a keyword, unroll. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just unroll and as a keyword, and it's like not as the at sign, but as an actual keyword, and they will send you a link back right in Twitter so that you can hit it and unroll the entire thread. So that's it. So whether you're like trolling through, you want to know like the deepest, I was going through a lot of stuff with the government shutdown. There was so much that was going on over the past 2 weeks, and I was just getting little bits of it. So this app helped me tremendously. So I'll put it in the show notes. It'll also be on the blog, but don't forget, it's Thread Reader App, and that's actually the account name on Twitter. So I hope you enjoy. So people, we see the modern labor market. It has room for everyone. And that brings me to this week's tweet of the week. And I actually have a special surprise for you because I got two tweets of the week for you. The first one is from Chris Cubby. Chris Cubby Cubberness. He's an entrepreneur and CEO of Cub & Company. And he's from Denmark. And he just really summed up, I think, a lot of what today's show was about. And I will read it for you. It is, quote, entrepreneurship is just one way. It's not for everyone. I've been successful working for others, and I've been successful working for myself. So can we just stop the rhetoric that having your own business is the only way to make it in this world? And that kind of sums it up for this week's episode of Feisty Kittens. So I'm going to leave you with the second tweet from one of my favorite Twitter peeps from Anchor. And it's a January 24th tweet. And it just says simply this, would rather be podcasting. So there you have it, Feisty Kittens. I'm Courtney Jones, and you are awesome. So go be it. Till next time, keep it real. Help me deal with the ups, down, and in between of life in the digital world. It's Courtney, and I'm out. Peace and blessings.